This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A historic day in the U.S. House of Representatives has begun, as Democrats are trying to impeach President Trump.
The House shall proceed to the consideration in the House of the resolution, House Resolution 755, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Two articles of impeachment accusing Trump of abusing power and obstructing Congress are being debated now on the House floor, and the full House is to then take a vote on them before the day is over. Meanwhile, President Trump will be holding a campaign rally tonight in Battle Creek, Michigan. The State Department is reportedly reducing the number of staff stationed in Iraq. A memo indicates staffing levels will be reduced by 28% by the end of May, meaning 114 fewer people at the U.S. Embassy. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allenroot, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, rootwall.com.
The U.S. has failed to reach a deal with South Korea on the cost of keeping U.S. troops in that country. Now, the existing deal between the two nations expires on the 31st of December, and negotiations, which ended today in Seoul, were the last talks scheduled for this year. South Korean lawmakers have said Washington wants about $5 billion a year for the U.S. to keep some 28,000 troops in that country, and a survey released yesterday found that South Koreans overwhelmingly oppose paying any more than they've paid in the past. A key flight test for future space missions is set to launch early Friday from Florida's Space Coast. It's to test the performance of the Atlas V rocket, its in-orbit docking with the International Space Station, and the landing of the capsule. The data collected will be studied to ensure that it's safe for future crewed missions. It's to launch at about 6:30 Friday morning Eastern Time, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A top White House staffer speaks out about the Democrats' push for impeachment. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Counselor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway says that voters will not forget if moderate Democrats vote to impeach President Trump.
People will remember how those Democrats spent their time and the taxpayers' money.
She called Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey switching from Democrat to Republican over the issue a big deal. And she also noted that most polls show most Americans don't want the president impeached.
It's dead last to Republicans. Among Democrats, it's after Social Security, education, the economy, immigration, and health care.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Con artists and scammers are becoming more creative. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Scammers tend to be the most successful when you are vulnerable. So when you're looking for a job, you're a big target. Fake jobs and fake checks were a big scam in 2019. And as people continue to look for more flexible jobs, it's expected to be significant or even more prevalent in 2020. Bree Reynolds is with FlexibleJobs.com, and she reminds us,
If you're searching for the phrase work from home, you're going to come across way more scams than you would if you used words like remote job or telecommuting job.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And we are Americans because we can do it, get this country back on track. And that is the focus here as we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Good to have you with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Joe Kent is going to join us here shortly. His story is I don't know. I mean, any adjective you want to assign to his story runs the full gamut because it's heartbreaking. It is encouraging. It's total totality of the spirit of America. Joe is a retired Green Beret warrant officer and a Gold Star husband. Yes, you heard me right. A Gold Star husband. How often do we hear that? We usually hear about Gold Star moms or Gold Star wives, but not a Gold Star husband. Very rare. And we're going to be talking about the Washington Post report about the Afghan war deception. But before we get there, Joe, thank you for joining us. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on and for that great introduction.
Well, Joe, I want people to know more of your story. You know, you and your wife, you know, how you met, I mean, both of you, I mean, combined, what are we talking, 30, 40 years of service to this country, the both of you?
Yeah, about 35. So she was killed right after her 15-year anniversary in the Navy, and I served for a little bit over 20 years. She was killed on her fifth combat deployment. I did 11 deployments myself.
Mm.
We met training for war, basically. We had met briefly in Baghdad in 2007, and then reunited again when we got put in the same unit several years later.
Uh-huh. And how was that? I mean, well, you weren't married when you both got in the same unit. You met, and then a couple years later, you end up in the same unit. Then after that, you marry?
Yeah, that's right. We figured it was fate or serendipity, however you want to look at it, ended up back in the same place together, and kind of the rest was history after that.
Well, Shannon was a senior, rose up through the ranks and was a senior chief petty officer, and as you say, was killed in January of this year. What was it? What was it about Shannon that you could not say no to?
So much. It was mostly her her drive and her determination to serve the country and then to stay in the fight. I mean, our adult lives anyways, are really defined by service to our country and the continual cycle of deployment, the good and bad that came with that. So I really felt like she was someone who could understand where I was coming from, and she, you know, felt the same with me. And so we're always kind of on the same wavelength as far as communication went.
Exactly.
Pretty hard to find with the military lifestyle.
Well, yeah, it's tough to have a marriage when with all the deployments that you're talking about here in the short time that you were married. You guys are on the road and away from each other. I mean, there's an old saying when I was growing up that somebody was GU, they were geographically undesirable. But geography boundaries make no matter as far as you and Shannon were concerned, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. I mean, it was kind of our lifestyle that we'd get some time together, and then one of us, if not both of us, would have to kind of go our separate ways for training or for a deployment. Once we started having children, it was usually her that was at home playing single mom or pregnant single mom while I was on deployed. Uh-huh. Until this last time when it was my turn to keep the home fires burning.
Joe, how many children?
We have two boys, 2 and 4.
Two and four, and here you are, you know, carrying the weight of raising your children. It's not the way you and Shannon had planned it out, but you can be grateful to the military and the relationships that you've established over the years. And this is the thing about the military, is that we love our own, we come alongside and support, and I'm sure you're getting, you know, support from different parts of the military that maybe you didn't even expect.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's as horrible as this whole process has been losing Shannon, I you know, really came to know that there's lots of great Americans out there that really do care about our men and women in uniform and the sacrifices that we make. So I've been connected with countless organizations, and they're just individuals that really care about what we're doing as a country. And the military also takes care of our fallen better than any other military in the history of the world.
And I'm glad to hear you say that, because, you know, people, you know, this day, the sentiment towards the red, white, and blue and nationalism, even though sometimes that word is used in a negative sort of way. I mean, you know, the pride of America is consistent, and it's not empty, because I often ask people, I say, where else but in America would you have this kind of support? Where else in America would you have this kind of effort and creativity and can-do spirit? I think we're uniquely blessed to be a part of the Wolf and Wharf of this great country.
Yeah, absolutely. I always knew growing up there was something special about America, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. Until I joined and I saw like the rest of the world. I mean, it's very easy, I think, in America to sit back and be skeptical for countless reasons, whatever side of the aisle you're on politically, of what's going on in America. Mm-hmm. But I would encourage anyone who is to travel abroad, pretty much anywhere. I mean, even the places that we think of that are very similar to us, like over in Europe, it doesn't take very long or a very keen eye to figure out just how blessed we are here in America, and especially if you go to some of the darker places in the world, which is actually quite a good deal of the world. They don't enjoy an iota of the freedoms that we have here. So, I mean, America is just—it's just amazing.
What was it, Joe, that kept you and Shannon so motivated, not only to serve our country, but to go and fight in Afghanistan, in Iraq? To fight against the evil forces of ISIS. What was it?
You know, for me, there was nothing else I ever really wanted to do. I don't know if I watched too much G.I. Joe growing up. people would ask me, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I was going to join the military. So that's, for me, it was like as instinctual as breathing. When I was growing up, the Gulf War and the 93 Mogadishu Black Hawk Down incident made me want to join the Army and become a Ranger and go to Special Forces. And then 9/11 galvanized that. And then for Shannon, 9/11, I mean, she had always been interested in the military, but she's a New Yorker. So when the towers went down in 9/11, her father and her uncle were first responders. And her brother went and enlisted in the military right afterwards. Shannon knew she had a knack for languages and said, hey, I can learn Arabic. I know what these guys, I can figure this out. Let me help. So I think that's the overall, I mean, as simple as it is, we just wanted to do our part consistently. And as long as there was still work over there to be done, we just felt that's where we belong.
You kind of found your purpose for life, something that was kind of a compass within both of you that kept drawing you, to exercise the giftings and talents that God had blessed you with, right?
Absolutely. No, that's exactly it. We just felt like it was our place. And if we were asked, we just said, hey, send me and we'll figure it out. Let us go fight and stand beside our brothers and sisters.
Well, Joe, I want to get into more of this Washington Post report when we come back.
Definitely.
We got a short break to endure, so hang with us. Joe Kent, retired Green Beret warrant officer, is here with us, and we're going to talk about the Washington Post report about the Afghan war deception. Stay with us. That's coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order. Call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining the good fight with us. I am Bill Martinez, fresh and independent. We come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our conversation with Joe Kent continues, a retired Green Beret warrant officer and Gold Star husband. And we're going to be talking about the Washington Post report about the Afghan war deception. Joe, what did you make of that Washington Post article? you know, for all that you and Shannon had invested, not only you, but the military in large and the country invested in the Afghan war. And what we're seeing, you know, coming from the Washington Post investigative report is that there appears to be a clear conflict with the truth here.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest takeaway I got from all that, this is something that I think those of us in the military at the ground level and then those that are paying attention at home know that there's been no actual progress made in Afghanistan because we really can't define what the mission is. So we had the same issue in Iraq years before, and that's because our foreign policy kind of veered from what our actual national interests are. The biggest takeaway I got, though, is that the American people just really aren't paying attention to foreign policy. We elect a commander-in-chief every 4 years, and the only person he's really accountable to is the American people. And so that president, regardless of what side of the aisle he's on, is going to spend his time on what the American people care about. And right. If the American people can just gloss over foreign policies and endless wars, then the president's not going to spend any time on that. And I think that's why President Trump's message when he was running, and he said he wants to end these wars because we've gotten nothing from them, they resonated. You know, the expert class didn't like that, but it really resonated. President Trump's message really resonated with the American people.
Boy, proof that the expert class was annoyed by it, we saw on display here with the state officials just regarding Ukraine. I mean, they feel like they got their own little individual empires that has nothing to do with the president, who, by the way, that is their boss. But it seemed like they were a bunch of, immature employees for the government that were fussing because somebody had moved their cheese. Well, it isn't their cheese to begin with. It is the people's cheese, and we gave it to the president to conduct. And, getting us out of, Afghanistan, the movements that he's been making regarding Syria, things that in the Middle East, like, for example, what many presidents had promised over the years to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and the cheese protectors were saying, oh, you can't do that. All hell's going to break loose, you know, and all hell's going to break loose because you're opening up the gateway to Erdogan in Turkey to just have his way with Syria and the Russians and all this other, all the boogeymen come out. But at some point, you have to ask that question, are we winning or losing?
Right, exactly. And what's in America's national interest? And it's really on the commander-in-chief to take the will of the people and define what the national interest is.
Exactly.
Look at Afghanistan and so many of these foreign wars. What do the American people need, and what do we need from our security? So I would really call for everyone to just get more engaged with foreign policy and understand why we fight wars. And when you take a look at something like Afghanistan or even Syria right now, and you're like, well, why are we over there? If there's no clear defined message, you don't need to be some sort of deeply steeped foreign policy expert to see that there's no clear end state over there. So then why are we continuing to bleed and spend resources? So I really hope people get more engaged and President Trump follows his gut because he had it right from the beginning.
And you know by experience, Joe, when the mission is clearly defined and there is clear measurement of what victory looks like, we're successful. Otherwise, what I experienced before your time, I'm a Vietnam era vet. I didn't go to Vietnam. I was in the Joint Public Affairs Office, so I did Camp Pendleton's version of Good Morning Camp Pendleton. But I could see from that perspective there that we were going in circles, that there wasn't a clear mission, that it became a political war. And when you get into things like that, you're in a bucket of gum. And look at how we had to get out of it. Afghanistan. I mean, the Russians figured it out a long time ago, just like the Russians figured out Vietnam before we did. But somehow we thought, oh, the almighty arrogant military-industrial complex of the United States of America could do a better job. And here we were. Russians were glad to say, hey, we're glad we got out of that bucket of gum here. You can have it, and have at it yourself.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. I mean, I think the parallels to Vietnam are interesting because when the Pentagon Papers in the Vietnam era came out, people were outraged. because the Vietnam War affected everybody. But the global war on terrorism, because we have an all-volunteer force now, has really allowed people to kind of disconnect. So now I'm afraid with this Washington Post report that really we just have folks that follow the war and the military that are really, really closely following this issue, and everybody else is way more concerned with what's going on in their daily lives. And that's allowed every single president since the global war on terror started to just allow the military to do whatever they want. And the military, they're just going to continue to fight, you know, and that speaks to how dedicated the military is, but that's not a national defense strategy whatsoever. That was just get us in these endless wars forever and ever.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's like the old saying goes, is that if the hammer is the only tool you have, then everything looks like a nail, right?
Exactly. And the world's so complicated, and there's so many different ways to approach things that we can't just rely on the military. And that's another place where I'd really credit President Trump, where he's used the weight of our economic power. He uses unconventional diplomacy by going directly to leaders, and like we talked about before, a lot of the folks in the forever government are like, well, he can't do that. The world's going to end, whereas President Trump's just trying new things. And I really hope he just follows his gut and listens more to what the American people are telling him than he does with a lot of the so-called experts in the Beltway.
Well, and look what he's done in 3 years, Joe. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Yeah. I mean, you can say whatever you want to say and, you know, call him names and one deal or another, but he's producing. And that's hard, that's hard to fight against. And this is why the Democrats, I believe, have just lost their minds over this whole impeachment deal. As one representative from Texas said, we can't beat him in the ballot box. We got to take him out. And it's full court pressure on the president, on the American people, those that are supporting his policies, those of us who are winning as a result of these policies. I mean, the economy and everything. I mean, the economy, according to Barack Obama, should not be operating at this level. He didn't have the vision for it. He didn't, you know, and it starts with vision. It's just like you said earlier. I mean, he's going to these, to these despots and these leaders of other countries and saying, hey, look it, give up your weapons and let's talk about the alternatives. How much better off would you be, Kim Jong-un, if you had a robust economy and your people were happy instead of, you know, this dark country oppressed and constantly thinking about nuclear devastation? It's not tenable because sooner or later, somebody's going to take you out, and a lot of your people are going to suffer. Wouldn't it be better, considering the manpower and the resources that you have in your country, to be a contributor to your own country and the world at large? I mean, he opens their ideas, their mind to a better hope and a better vision for tomorrow, as opposed to saying, hey, we're just going to come and obliterate you.
Yeah, I mean, Trump's using the full scope of our diplomatic and economic power, which is pretty crazy, because previous presidents who claimed to be, you know, foreign policy wonks, they would just, you know, either use sanctions or the military, and that was it. That's where it would end. Whereas Trump moves so fast and so quickly and uses so many different aspects of American power, he's just trying different things, and he's actually trying to end some of these crises, which is pretty incredible, considering how his opposition says he's very unsophisticated. I mean, the levels that he's working at are just, frankly, we haven't seen before in my lifetime, anyway.
Exactly. Well, I love the report of the meeting that he had with Barack Obama as he was getting ready and coming into the Oval Office. Barack Obama cautioned him, said, your biggest challenge is going to be Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And the president says, well, have you talked to him? He goes, no. And President Trump says that's pretty stupid. You know, your biggest threat, you're not going to have a conversation with him. So, you know, what does Donald Trump do? Again, the unconventional, wise thing to do that has kept us out of war so far. Joe Kent, thank you. Thank you for your service. Sorry for your loss, and all the best to the boys in this holiday season. Thank you.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature,
Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A historic day in the U.S. House of Representatives has begun as Democrats are trying to impeach President Trump.
The House shall proceed to the consideration in the House of the resolution, House Resolution 755, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Two articles of impeachment accusing Trump of abusing power and obstructing Congress are being debated now on the House floor, and the full House is to then take a vote on them before the day is over. Meanwhile, President Trump will be holding a campaign rally tonight in Battle Creek, Michigan. The State Department is reportedly reducing the number of staff stationed in Iraq. A memo indicates staffing levels will be reduced by 28% by the end of May, meaning 114 fewer people at the U.S. Embassy. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, music for the season. Why not? I am Bill Martinez, and Kurt Sampson is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about Roaring Back, his latest book, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods. This comes from Kurt, one of the America's leading golf writers and the author of 18 books, among them New York Times bestsellers, The Masters and Hogan. Some subjects of his include Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, Ben Crenshaw, Lee Trevino. Golf titans in Sampson's orbit since his own golf pro days. Kurt, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, the pleasure's mine. Thanks, Bill.
Oh, I'll tell you, no, the pleasure is all ours, Kurt. I mean, the fact that you are a golfer, you bring to the storyline here nuance that, you know, a lot of golf writers, I mean, I appreciate the sports writers, but when you are there and you're standing over a three-foot putt to win a championship, you understand the nerves and the challenge, the all everything part of that three-foot putt that 99 times out of 100 would be automatic and academic. But when it's all on the line, you know what a difference a three-foot putt can make in someone's life.
You nailed it, Bill. I suppose it may be my competitive advantage as a writer that I was a very serious player, but I did not rise to the occasion. I missed all those three-footers. So I didn't make very much money as a touring pro. I hate to emphasize that I was one, except for the fact that it does make me appreciate genius and self-control when I see it. And I guess the epitome of that in the modern day is Tiger.
Well, I would say guys like us, when we have those golden moments and rare moments where, you know, whether it's a 3-foot putt, and maybe that's the story of your next book, you know, the terror of the 3-foot putt. I don't know, but the making of a champion. But, you know, when you look at the difference of these elite players and somebody like Tiger, I was able to see Tiger at Riviera in Southern California, just even at the range. I mean, the way he would strike the ball, and you could hear the difference of his contact with the ball versus even the other elite players. You know, that you would see there and go, what is it about this young man? Because I think he was 17 at the time when he was there at Riviera, where I saw him, you know, on the range and playing there at the golf course during that tournament.
That would have been his first pro tournament, I guess, Bill, right?
Yes.
What was it called? The Nissan Open, I think.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is that wonderful acoustic treat. Hogan had it. Lee Trevino, another amazingly solid striker. Mm-hmm. I give you Fred Couples.
Yes.
Just that sound of a perfect smash. A lot of players on a good day, but those are some of the consistently great strikers.
Well, you mentioned Fred Couples. A little story. I worked with a guy who his best friend was a caddy for Couples, and he would say he always knew where to wipe the club. It was always consistently in the same spot. That was the worn spot of the club face. And in fact, he shared one time, he said, a reporter asked him, he says, do you ever miss hit the ball? And Couples looked at him like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know what? Why would you miss hit the ball? But yet, for those of us who go out there and hack and chase after that little white ball, some yellow these days, we find a way to miss hit, but it's not our intent.
Those few godlike players that come around, like Tiger, we appreciate what they can do. In fact, we take a knee. Real golfers do it. We're in awe. At the same time, we find it hard to even comprehend what we're seeing. But you've cracked the code on Tiger when you discover how hard the guy has worked to make the game. Well, he doesn't make it look easy, but how hard he's worked to achieve this level of brilliant striking. His success is a combination of a lot of things, but probably the key one is his slavish devotion to the practice tee. He puts in the reps.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as his dad said, you want to raise a professional golfer, make sure you have a golf club in the crib with him, right?
That's Earl said that very thing to me the first time we met when Tiger was a teenager. So it makes you wonder, as you consider the life of Tiger Woods, whose dream was it for him to be a world beater in this game? Plainly, it was Earl's dream. It became Tiger's, and he fully bought in. But it's Earl's, it makes you think about Earl's influence on the entirety of Tiger's life. It was positive in the golf sense, plainly. But as I don't know, I think the way Tiger and Tita brought up Tiger made him this very slow to mature guy as a human being. I think he's finally become a very appealing man now in his 40s.
He looks like he's having fun, Kurt, for the first time. I mean, he's smiling. Yeah. I mean, we just saw him this past weekend at the President's Cup, what he did there and how he brought the team together and unified them. And I think the way he, you know, shared himself with the younger players, I mean, wow, I felt good for Tiger. I felt good for, you know, Xander and these younger players coming up to realize that, hey, you know, here's Tiger Woods, you know, hugging them and high-fiving and congratulating them and looking them straight in the face and saying, look, I trust you. You got the goods. You're okay.
Yeah, my book is a, of course, it's a comeback and redemption story, but Tiger's story is about maturation too. He's never been really comfortable in the spotlight. The guy is, after all, an introvert, and yet that spotlight has clung to him since he was 14 years old, and now he'll be 44 in a week or so.
Right.
So that is a long time to be in the limelight. And as, of course, you know, we all remember, it hasn't always been a pleasant place to be for him.
Mm-hmm.
Just go back 10 years at the moment of the revelations, shall
right.
we call them?
Well, I was there. I was there at the Masters for that conference when he was there. And
were you?
I was.
I didn't go into the conference, but I was at the tournament. Yeah.
It was very difficult and painful to watch Tiger. I mean, look at Tiger is an icon. I mean, we looked up to him. And then we had to deal and reconcile with the fact that, after all, Tiger is human.
All too human, bordering on reckless, bordering on so self-absorbed and so into self-indulgence that he hurt a lot of people and blew up his family. He paid a heavy price, of course, and then it's made worse by the fact that the poor guy has to make announcements and have press conferences back in that time to, you know, come clean and say I'm sorry and so forth. That was the advice of his advisors, the advisors who held sway. Mm-hmm. The agent Steinberg did not want to do anything of the kind, but they had hired, I believe, Ari Fleischer, a political man, I think, in the Obama administration, who said, nope, come clean right now. That's like tearing off a Band-Aid. And that's what they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, America went through that with him. And then, of course, all the surgeries and the recovery. And we're going to get into more of that detail because your book titled Roaring Back, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods, talk about, you know, what happened as he announced at the Masters what was going on with his personal life. His mother was there. And, of course, the years that, you know, followed that, the divorce from his wife, you know, but his comeback and how America has forgiven Tiger and have circled their wagons around this iconic figure. Because at the end of the day, you have this reluctant, as you say, introvert, but he is very well loved and respected by America. So more on the story with Kurt Sampson when we come back. Stay with us.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with Kurt Sampson, best-selling author of Hogan and the Masters, and he's got another great one on his hands, Roaring Back, Brand New Fall, and The Rise of Tiger Woods. We're going to link this book on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and of course available at all the usual places. You can have it available. Also, you can order the book and get your hands on a copy yourself at our website, as I mentioned. This is the incredible true story of Tiger Woods' dramatic return to glory at the 2019 Masters, following, of course, his humbling and very public personal, physical, and professional setbacks, as documented in this book, Roaring Back. Kurt, you know, let's go a little bit in reverse, because we kind of did a little bit of the preview. But 2019, I mean, Tiger is back. It's fully punctuated. At the Masters, a place where, you know, the green jacket is not foreign to him. It fits very comfortably, doesn't it?
Certainly does. Yeah, he was at home at the place since the beginning. I believe he missed the cut in his very first Masters. He would have been an amateur. But since then, that's a hand in the glove situation. For 2019, you know, anytime Tiger plays, it's exciting, and the needle moves. But this year, this past April, was especially so because he had won the Tour Championship in November 2018, kind of a head-scratching moment for a lot of people who didn't think he had it in him any longer.
Right.
So that just amped up the excitement for the next major. Boy, the 2020 Masters is going to be through the roof. I've been monitoring what a badge for the week costs. Last time I checked, you're going to have to take $12,000 out of your pocket for the face value, whatever, $600 Masters badge.
Wow, that's crazy. But you know, here it is, as you said, there has just been something about Tiger, the way he has captured the imagination of the public at large, golfers specifically, and of course we've all gone, you know, through his life story, and we are all feeling better as a result of his recovery. And as you said, a head scratcher in 2018, because here he is coming off the surgeries. We heard all the rumors that he was done, he'd never come back forget about the Nicklaus record. That's in the rearview mirror. He's just going to do public appearances and sell his autographs.
Yeah, and don't forget the DUI. Not for me, the DUI was meaningful in examining the drug cocktail
right.
that was in Tiger's blood system, bloodstream that night. There were drugs for pain, a drug for anxiety, another one for sleep. There was THC. Here's a guy who was suffering. I had no feeling that this was recreation for him. And, he gets the DUI and he's groggy at the police station. And I don't know how many papers ran the identical headline, which was DUI of the Tiger.
Right.
But I just felt sorry for a man who was plainly in pain. Mm-hmm. But then he got clean. He's worked out like a fiend, as always, to rehab from his back fusion surgery. And here we are, incredibly. Tiger bounced back like a rubber ball.
Right. Well, as you say, I mean, his approach to golf, to practice, I don't know, and as you document, anyone who has committed to his own, physicality, being in shape and working hard at it, practicing, there on the range and, hitting as many balls as he does. And here it is. I mean, this takes its toll. And this kind of, weekly pressure, you can't even imagine. You and I talked about sitting, standing over a 3-foot putt, and that's a. It could be in some cases a $500,000 putt, right? Sometimes even more. And that kind of stress and pressure that you deal with every day. I mean, only someone like Tiger Woods could relate to that. Jack Nicklaus. I mean, the ultimate, as you say, that top. Even top 1% of the top 1%.
Tiger with Nicklaus, a couple other people you and I could name, we can't look back over their careers and say to ourselves, oh, look, Tiger is choking. Tiger hit a nervous shot. He's uncertain. Bad shots, of course, are inevitable. Everybody hits those, even the world's greatest. That's just golf. But this is a guy just not reactive to pressure with such emotional control, self-control. He is capable of giving it his best every time.
Mm-hmm. When he was younger in his career, he was so it was so much about him and his concentration. And as you said, that combined with his own psychology of and his reference of being more of an introvert, other players had a hard time relating to him. I mean, he had very few friends on the tour, right?
That's true. Didn't necessarily fit in. But I'll tell you what's a fool's errand nowadays is going on any PGA Tour practice tee to get anyone to say anything but the most laudatory comments about Tiger Woods. There's nobody saying, well, there was this one time when I thought he was a jerk or whatever. Mm-hmm. The guy is, he's golf Jesus, and he's made the other players so much money.
Exactly.
Just because the way thus purses have accelerated in the age of Tiger, and it's a direct direct relationship. It's Tiger moving the needle
without a doubt.
Nobody else really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean there was a big difference because when Tiger was out, what happened to the tour? It started to fall off in interest. I mean, and there was a clear decline, and we were waiting. Okay, who was going to come up? Who was going to be the next champion, the next charismatic figure to carry the day? With all his faults and his own humanity, what Tiger Woods has done for the game and for the other players, man, these players ought to be burning novena candles to this guy.
While you and I are saying what's been great about Tiger and mentioning, of course, his struggles too, he has been a polarizing figure too. There are plenty of people. Mm-hmm. To me, they're mostly older people.
Well, Mickelson, if Mickelson was on right now, I'm sure he'd have an anecdote or two to throw in. There's no doubt that there's been no love lost between those two.
That's I plan to investigate that. But I'm talking about, for example, until Tiger seemed to calm down in the last year or so, audible F-bombs dropped with on national TV that deeply offended a lot of the older gentlemen I know. Mm-hmm. Who watched the game. I was sitting with unnamed Augusta National members while researching this book, and that came up several times that they just couldn't abide that. And
I don't blame them. I think you need to continue to honor that gentleman aspect of the game. This is why people were very annoyed when I just had it, and it lost. You know, when he spit in the cup, the Spaniard.
Sergio.
Sergio. Yeah. When Sergio spit in the cup, there was outrage. I mean, come on, you don't do that. I mean, the game, the legacy, the history of the game deserves better than that, and language as well. And I know the PGA. I've heard the reports that they've cautioned players on this. That you know, this is unacceptable.
Yeah, I'm just recalling this other thing that this same gentleman or the one next to him said that he is really problematic for him with Tiger, and it's the exuberance of Tiger's celebration when he hits a really good shot or holds a really good putt. It's so unlike the more modest heroes that some of us got used to.
Right.
Arnold Palmer threw his hat once, but, you know, fist shaking and screaming to heaven, that just was, again, maybe a stylistic or a polite aspect that Arnie and most others have wanted to observe. But Tiger is, you know, he's passionate.
Yes.
I don't necessarily blame them, but some people do.
Yeah, but I can see you get the old school types that would look at that and say, okay, but nonetheless, as you say, this has been, you know, quite the comeback. So now, what do you think? The Nicklaus Challenge is back in the front, in the windshield?
Yeah, you know, in Tiger's favor, a factor that would give you some, make him, you optimistic that he can keep her going, is that they play one major at Tiger's home course every year. I'm referring to Augusta National. It's virtually a home course for Tiger.
Right.
He's played almost 90 competitive rounds there. He knows the bounces. He knows the rolls. He's very, very comfortable there. And as he loses distance off the tee because of the back, I think he, you know, he'll just hit more club and still control the ball. I still like his chances at Augusta. I checked the Las Vegas odds, and he's third betting favorite. Pretty impressive for a
really just around the corner. We got to leave it there. Kurt Sampson, Roaring Back. Thank you so much for being with us. As I said, this book is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. Anytime.